नमः ओं विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रील अद्वैताचार्य प्रभु की जय। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जयाद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। सो वी ऑल नो दैट In the age of Kali, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared in his Panchatattva form. Panchatattva, Panchatattatmakam Krishnam, Bhaktarupa Sarupakam, Bhaktavataram Bhaktyakhyam, Namami Bhaktashaktikam. The Lord appeared as Panchatattva. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as Bhakta Rupa, as a devotee, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Nityananda Prabhu is Bhakta Swarup. Balaram appeared as Bhakta Swarup. Then Bhakta Avatar, Mahavishnu appeared as Advaitacharya. Bhakta Shakti, Radharani appeared as Gadadhar Pandit, and Bhakta Akhya, Narad Muni, appeared as Shivash Thakur. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivashadi, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. The Lord appeared along with his devotees, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So that is Panchatattva, and Advaitacharya is Mahavishnu. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Advaitacharya has been identified as Mahavishnur Jagatkarta Mayaya Srijatada Tashavataru Evayam Advaitacharya Ishara. Mahavishnu, who is the Lord, Jagatkarta, the Lord of the entire creation. Mayaya Srijatada, with the potency of Maya, he creates this material nature. So his avatar, the avatar of Mahavishnu, is Sri Advaita Acharya. Mayaya Srijatada Tashavataro Evayam Advaitacharya Ishara. There has been a description that seeing the condition of this age of Kali, Lord Shiva became very concerned. What will happen? This age is so degraded, so dangerous, so fallen. People will become in a hopeless situation. So what to do? So Lord Shiva decided to perform austerities in order to rectify the situation by the mercy of the Lord. For a long, long time, Lord Shiva performed austerities. Then, being pleased with Lord Shiva's austerity, the Lord appeared. Mahavishnu appeared to him and he embraced Lord Shiva. And due to that embrace, they became one. And that is Hari Hara. Lord Hari and Lord Shiva, Hari and Mahadev, Lord Shiva, became one Harihar. And they decided to descend together. So therefore, Advaitacharya is the incarnation of Hari, Mahavishnu. Advaitacharya also is an incarnation of Sadashiv, because they became one. And they appeared as the son of Harai Pandit. Lord Harihar appeared as the son of Harai Pandit and Nabha Devi. And this is how Advaita Acharya appeared. There's a description that Harai Pandit had four sons, and they all four sons became sannyasis. So he was actually situated in a place called Laud in Silet, Srihatta. And then Harai Pandit came down to Navadvip. But afterwards he also went back to Laur again. Harai Pandit was the Sabha Pandit, the court Pandit, or you can say the chief counselor, Brahminical counselor of the king of that place, Divya Simha. So he was very close to the king, and Advaitacharya and the prince were very good friends. And naturally he was like the chief minister, the main counselor, main advisor, and the king's son, also of the same age, so they were very good friends. And once they had, these two boys had some dispute, some disagreement. And even as a little boy, this Advaitacharya roared so loudly that the prince fainted. So everyone came running, and so that created a little misunderstanding or disagreement between the king and Harai Pandit. So Harai Pandit left Laur and again came back to Navadvip, and he settled down there. Advaitacharya also had some wonderful pastimes. Once his mother wanted to go on a pilgrimage, and he was, at that time he was in Laur. At the age of 12 he came back to Navadvip. So before that these pastimes happened. His mother wanted to have a pilgrimage, to go to the places, different places of pilgrimage, to take bath in the holy places. So Advaitacharya, by just ordered all the holy rivers, holy places, and holy tirthas and holy waters to come there. And they came. And that place now became known as Panatirtha. How many of you have been to Panatirtha? Okay. So that's also considered to be the place where all the holy places have assembled. And in the month of Chaitra, I think in the Purnima time, yeah, they have Madhu Purnima. Yeah, Madhu, it's a full moon. Then at that time, all the holy places actually appear there. And I had the good fortune of going there once. It's quite remote actually. And the devotees flew me in a helicopter. And we went to. It's a big, very big gathering takes place at that time. Thousands and thousands of people gather there. And so then Advaitacharya, we can see another name of Advaitacharya is Gaurana Thakur. The personality, the great spiritual personality who brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu down to this earth. Jai Sri Sri Nishinga Bhagavan ki jai, Jai Sri Sri Gaurnithai ki jai, Jai Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Jai Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai, Jai Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So Advaitacharya was very, very concerned. Now we can see Lord Shiva became concerned, and then Hari Mahavishnu came and merged together, and then they came as Advaitacharya. So the same concern became manifest. And Advaitacharya, seeing the condition, although he is Mahavishnu, he actually saw that this situation is so impossible that unless and until the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself came, nobody can actually rectify this situation. Now behind that we can also see another arrangement. This is the age when, this is the seventh manvantar of a day of Brahma, Vaivarshata manvantar, and this is the 28th Chaturjuga of Vaivarshata Manvantara. Dwapar Yuga just ended, Kali Yuga just began. So, what's going to happen? Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brajendra Nandan Krishna, has to come. Not the incarnation of Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, who comes as an incarnation, as Yugavatar. This is not the time for the Yugavatar to come. This is the time when the Supreme Personality of Godhead has to come. Therefore, so this arrangement. Even Mahavishnu did not rectify the situation. Lord Shiva didn't rectify the situation. They wanted that the Supreme Personality of Godhead must come to rectify this situation. So what did he do? He was in Shantipur. I'm sorry, I said Navadvip, but actually he was in Shantipur. And so on the bank of the Ganges, with Tulasi and Ganga, he started to invite Krishna to come. Huhunkar Gaurajanadi Ahuratra Shadgunam Ha Krishna Radhikanatha Kirtanadi Bhav Parthanadi Bhavanam. I'm so far from all this. Actually, that's what happens in management. Anyway, let's see this, a few lines. How many of you will be able to sing? Anyway, let's try. Huhunkar garjanadi ahuratra sadgunam ha krishna radhikanatha Prarthanadi Bhavanam.
Om
ओंकार गर्जनादि अहोरात्र सद्गुणा हा कृष्ण राधिकानाथ प्रार्थनादि भावना দীপ কস্তুরি চ চন্দনাদি লেপনম সীতানাথ দ্বৈত চর নারবিন্দ ভাবনম ধূপ দীপ কস্তুরি চ চন্দনাদি লেপনম সীতানাথ দ্বৈত চর নারবিন্দ ভাবনম ধূপ দীপ কস্তুরি চ চন্দনাদি লেপনম সীতানাথ দ্বৈত চর নারবিন্দ ভাবনা So, how did he invite Krishna to come? He was particularly mentioning Krishna to come. Huhunkar. Hunkar means roar. He was roaring. And there is a saying, Krishna was, Mahavishnu was saying that I was sleeping peacefully in the bank of the causal ocean. And this Nara, another name of Advaitacharya, is Nara. Nara means shaved head. So I woke up with the roaring of Advaitacharya, or roaring of Sitanath. And he was called, the calling out, Hey Krishna, Radhika Nath, the Lord of the Radhanath. And with dhoop, deep, kosturi, and chandani, chandan, he was offering. The next line is actually very beautiful. Okay, we'll sing this one, four lines also. I didn't mean to sing the whole song. Actually, I thought just two lines I'll sing. And then the book came and Maharaj also was given the tablet. Oh, and also in the projector. So let's just get into that a little. Ganga Bari Monohari Tulasyadi Manjari Krishna Jnana Sada Dhyana Premo Bari Jhar Jhari Ganga Bari Ganga Bari Monohari Tulasyadi Manjari Krishna Jnana Sada Dhyana Premo Bari Jhar Jhari
Tulasyadi Manjari
Kripavdhi Korunanath Bhovishyati Prarthana Sitanatha Dvaita Chara Narvindo Bhavana Kripavdhi Korunanath Bhovishyati Prarthana Sitanatha Dvaita Chara Narvindo Bhavana So Ganga Bari with Ganga water, Manohari, beautiful, my enchanting water of Ganga, and Tulasi Manjari, Tulasi flowers, constantly thinking about Krishna, Krishna Gyana, Sada Dhyana, and with tears of ecstasy flowing from his eyes, he was praying, Kripabdhi, O all merciful Lord Karunanath, Bhavishyati Prarthana, please come. In this way, Advaita Acharya prayed to Krishna, the Radhikanath, Krishna of Vrindavan, Krishna who is the Lord of Srimati Radharani. And it is due to his calling, due to his prayers for him to come, that Krishna actually came as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu ki jai. Okay, so if there is no question, then... So, today you are fasting till 12 o'clock. Advaita Saptami, very auspicious day. And by the mercy of Advaita Acharya, we get the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Hano Nitai Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Paite Nai. Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, we can't get Radha Krishna. That is, who is Radha Krishna? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Daya Karo Sitapati Advaita Gosai Tabo Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nitai. By your mercy we get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So it's very important that we recognize the need to be submissive and surrender to Advaita Acharya Prabhu. And he is very, very merciful. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute his mercy. Naturally, he is extremely merciful. And Nityananda Prabhu is even more merciful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want to forgive Jagai Madhai. But Nityananda Prabhu prayed that we get that they are delivered, they get mercy, they are forgiven. And then here we are seeing that Advaita Acharya is even more merciful. Because by the mercy of Advaita Acharya Prabhu, we get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Daya Karo Sitapati. Sitapati is the Lord of Sita Devi, is Advaita Acharya. Daya Karo Sitapati Advaita Goshai Tabu Kripa Bali Pai Chaitanya Nitai. So that's why we are so submissive, or we are so dependent upon the Panchatattva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu. Now we can see, when Mahaprabhu did not bestow his mercy, Gadadhar Pandit bestowed his mercy. Ballavacharya, everybody saw that nobody was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was upset with Ballavacharya. So Ballavacharya wanted to receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he approached different devotees, but no one wanted to consider him. But Gadadhar Pandit did that. And actually Ballavacharya was initiated by Gadadhar Pandit. Today they don't want to, Ballav Sampradaya don't want to accept it, but they're in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and other scriptures. Why they don't want to accept it is their business. Actually, they couldn't tolerate that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so severely chastised Ballavacharya. But that is the relationship between the Lord and His devotee. In Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, it has been pointed out that Ballavacharya actually is the incarnation of Sukadev Goswami. So our understanding is clear, but unfortunately they don't want to accept it. So much so that they don't want to accept any connection with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya. They call Ballavacharya as Mahaprabhu. Anyway, so the thing is that we see that when others didn't want to bestow the mercy, Gadadhar Pandit bestowed his mercy. So this is how the mercy becomes more intensely manifest by the devotees of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Shri Shri Advaita Acharya Prabhu ki jai.